Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you, please?
Rachel, my name's Mary Metzger, and I'm reporting a charge on my Capital One card that I got through Walmart, and somebody used somehow or another numbers got transferred or something. I don't know what happened, but I know I didn't buy anything that was $5.74. I only used my Capital One card at the gas station at Walmart. That's the only place I use it. And I don't know how that got on there, how that was done, but it was definitely by mistake.
Okay, so that I can further assist, excuse me, please provide your first and last name and your zip code.
Okay, Mary Metzger, M-E-D-S-K-E-R, 46808.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. And just one moment, please, while the information is coming up. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just a moment.
Oh, that's fine. Just as long as we get this resolved.
Okay.
I just can't. I just don't know how that happened. I know I didn't do it, and it showing up on my statement that 574, and it's already been posted on to my account, meaning I've already paid for it, and it's just totally injustice there.
Okay. For security purposes, if you'd please verify your address.
1935 Eminence Brake Pass, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46808.
Okay, thank you so much, and please verify your email address.
Metzger95@msn.com.
Okay, thank you.
The
so
Metzger
much.
Is spelled the same as my last name.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please verify your phone number.
260-438-6879.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is... All right, so I've got an account pulled up. It shows your name, address, email, and phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that took a little bit of time there. And it shows a canceled account for a sweepstake offer it has for Kitchen. So this may be, I'm not sure if this is KitchenAid appliance or usually with
When did that transpire? They said something about November 19th.
Mm-hmm.
When I called Capital One, and they said it was in Florida. I wasn't in Florida in November.
No, ma'am. It's really not about the location. It's the date. Usually an individual responded to a survey. This was something that was done online, and mostly people use, like, their smart device, their mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked with anyone in your household maybe to see if someone did something online?
Honey, it's only me. It's just me.
Yeah,
I live alone.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do these over the phone. This was done online. It shows an IP address for a device that was used. But usually it's a survey. What type of survey? We don't have that information. But with paying the $5.74, it was an entry into the sweepstake for this kitchen appliance. I believe it's a KitchenAid appliance.
And it was used against my card.
Well,
I gave my card. No?
Well, the card information was provided on the website. That's where that $5.74, and it does show it was November 19th at 1:53 p.m. is the time that it shows. Probably that's Eastern time, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Indiana's on Eastern time, yeah.
Okay.
So I did a survey, and so therefore, I was charged $5.74 for that survey.
Well, that was the entry into the sweepstake. This was a sweepstake offer. It also shows that there was a decline later on in the month for the discount, the shopping membership that comes with it, which was $67.32. That was declined on November 25th. Okay, did
so
your bank
what can we do? Pardon?
Yes, ma'am. Did your bank tell you to call regarding the $5.74?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Have you already contested that with them, or they told you to call first?
Yes. I was to call your company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can't take care of it, I'm going to call back to the Capital One. I got to call back to Capital One.
Yes, ma'am. I know you're required to call back. We can refund it, but we have to review all the information that it shows here. It's best to let the company refund it, because if this was something that was done mistakenly, then you can go through the whole process for nothing there, because we verified all of your information. But if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you'll see the $5.74 reflected back.
Okay.
And that has a confirmation of, let me make the digits larger. The confirmation number for the refund is the letter R.
Okay.
262-689-389-341.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate this, okay?
You're welcome, ma'am. There won't be any more billing attempts for the 6732. It looks like they declined that. Is there anything else?
Oh, no, and thank you. I'm glad that was declined.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. All right. Again, have a good day and or afternoon. I think you're in California, aren't you? I know the first girl I talked to was in California. But anyway, whether it's morning or afternoon, have a good day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.